This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All-Star Game is next week, and of course, the Home Run Derby goes right along with it. And a guy who's been on the show before, it is not Jesus, it is your version of Jesus. In a lot of ways.
Baseball Jesus.
He is Pete Alonso, who joins Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Pete, next week at the Home Run Derby, will be wearing a 5G camera on his hat while he's waiting to go up a bat with the folks from T-Mobile. A little point of view. I like it. Pete, it is Chris and Bart here on ESPN Radio. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? I don't know about the comparisons to Jesus, but I appreciate the compliment.
Well, for Bart, it is.
Well, Pete, I'm just partially disappointed that it wasn't Jesus because I had something to ask him for. I was asking for something myself, but you're the next best thing, so it's all good.
Okay.
Pete, first of all, just the season that your team has had, sitting
Monday
in first place as we approach the All-Star break, and you've had to deal with more than your share of injuries. It's got to feel pretty good with what's going on so far.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just been really, it's been a grind, to be honest with you. We had a COVID postponements, a ton of weather postponements, and guys go down, and to be able to be in first place right now, four games before the All-Star break is really special. And how we've come together and focus on just winning games has been really special. And if we want to be able to take care of business this weekend and really set ourselves up nicely for a great second half run. And it's fantastic to be in that clubhouse and to be, it's sick to be a New York Met right now.
Now you guys are heading to your what, 10th doubleheader. What's your opinion or how do you feel about the doubleheaders? As far as like being able to have 10 of them, but also knowing that you've played probably about 40 less innings as far as the wear and tear on the body.
I mean, for me, I like a routine and I just hope the damn weather holds up. I mean, it's been pretty brutal so far with the weather, and I'm just hoping for sunny summer days in the second half so we can have a bit more of a routine. But I mean, hey, we're in first place and we've been able to grind through those long doubleheader days we've been really fortunate that we're in the spot that we're in. But I think that hopefully we get some better weather and get a nice routine going.
Now you talk about the adversity that your team has faced early in the season. I know I always like to face that adversity early so I can see what guys are made of, so guys can get opportunities to be in different roles. So then when you're back together as a whole, you know that you can count on that guy and that guy is not in an uncomfortable situation. How do you view the adversity that you guys have gone through so early, and how do you think that will, help you guys later in the season?
Well, being battle-tested is huge, and like you said, it's going to help when those really – difficult challenges come up in a game situation, or if you're going against a high quality opponent in a big series. So I think being battle tested is huge, and to be able to face adversity and rise to the occasion, answer the bell like we have, I think that's going to be great experience for us, not just in the short term, but in the long term. When it comes to fighting for that top spot in the division and getting into the playoffs and hopefully in the playoffs too. So I think that being battle tested is just going to make us better over the course of the year. And once we start hitting on all cylinders, I don't even think we've scratched our potential as a team yet. And once we fully tap into that, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun second half.
Mets first baseman Pete Alonso joining us. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Pete with us on the Goodyear Hotline with the folks from T-Mobile. He's going to be wearing a 5G point of view camera at the Home Run Derby on Monday. It's going to be pretty cool. And they've also got a new MLB AR app where fans can actually sit and watch and see the field in 3D on their phone. We'll talk more about that in just a minute, Pete. Jacob DeGrom, it's been remarkable to watch. And Pete, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's been like unlike anything that we've seen in baseball in 30, 40 years, the way he has pitched this year. You probably have the best seat in the house for it. Describe to the fan what it's like watching this guy work.
It's unbelievable, but I do say that the best person that has, or the best seat in the house is right behind home plate when Tomas Nito or James McCann catches him. I think that's the best best seat in the house. But for me on defense, over at first base, it's truly remarkable. I mean, it's not just his electric stuff, but it's his mentality and it's his will and it's his execution. And when you have all those elements combined, you get Jake DeGrom having one of the best seasons ever at the break. So, I mean, he's just been superb for us, and he's one of the guys that we lean on for him every fifth day. Not just in his pitching, he's had some huge at bats for us as well, turning the lineup over, and he's been doing it both with the bat and with the ball in his hand. So he's been absolutely tremendous for us, and he's one of those catalysts. He's one of those catalysts that helps us win every fifth day. So he's just been it's been stupid how well he's been doing.
Pete, I got chest hair older than you, and you know I'm looking at like you know some of the guys that's the sluggers like Ohtani's 27, Vlad's 22. Mm-hmm. You're still relatively a young guy. Like, why don't we hear your name as far as some of the best young sluggers, and how do we promote that and boost that up, man? Because I'm the leader of the fan club.
I appreciate that. I guess I don't know. That's a good question, and for me, I take pride in everything I do. I work hard, and honestly, like I think that I don't know. That's a good question. I guess just keep putting it out there, and I don't know. But I got to do the talking with my bat. So, and I've done that, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Well, Pete,
so
I'll make it
easy for you.
Well, if you remember at the beginning of the year, Bart was the one saying you're better than Aaron Judge in New York City. So, are you comfortable just confirming that for him right now?
Hey, this is
my not on the air. I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about that. But Aaron's—he's a hell of a player. And me and him, even though we both have power, he's a tremendous hitter. And also, we play different positions. So, I don't necessarily want to compare myself to an outfielder or anyone else even that plays my position, because I'm Pete and he's Aaron. So I really, and my style of play is just a little bit different. Yeah, both of us can hit the ball a really long way, but again, our style of play is similar in some aspects, but I think in some other ways too, we have just a tad bit different style of play. So I don't want to compare myself to anyone. I just want to be the best version of myself.
Well, I got ESPN making me a t-shirt, and it's Pete is greater than Judge. It's going to be the Pete, and it's not going to be written. It's going to have a sign.
The little math sign.
Yeah, it's
right.
Going to have a little math sign out there. You know what I'm saying? So, but I tell you what, though, like maybe we have to. I don't know if you recall, or if you're a movie fan, if you remember Denzel, right? Denzel has had a lot of movies in which he deserved an Oscar for, right? And he deserved an Oscar for like Malcolm X, do the right, all the movies that he's in. But you know when he got his Oscar? When he turned heel. So for us to be able to make you like the starter we need a signature bat flip, right? And you know what I'm saying? We need cartwheels over home base so you can become the bad guy, and then you'll get all the attention, and then you'll start getting everything that you deserve.
So what is it? If you hang around long enough as the hero, you become the villain?
Okay, Batman, exactly. You either die the hero or you stay around long enough to see yourself become the villain. You're my brother from another mother.
Is that what I need to do?
Exactly. You got to turn to the bad guy.
Pete Alonso, Mets first baseman, is with us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All right, Pete, so you're wearing a 5G point-of-view camera on your hat as you look to defend your crown as the Home Run Derby champion on Monday. Exactly how is this going to work?
So, honestly, I'm not going to I don't necessarily know how it's going to work. I'm just going to wear it, and I hope that everybody gets to enjoy the awesome viewpoint of balls leaving the yard from my point of view. So all I'm going to do is just flip the switch on, put on the hat, and I know T-Mobile has done an incredible job with their networks and really putting an effort in to get a different viewpoints and different perspectives, unique perspectives to fans. So I hope that people enjoy watching the ball go over the fence from my point of view. And it's going to be fun, but honestly, I'm just going to wear the hat, have some fun, and I'm just excited to create some pretty cool content and try and expand the game and expand the love of the game to as many people as possible, because the Derby for me, I absolutely love participating in it So when I was a kid, I loved watching it, and being able to participate in it in 2019, I felt like I was walking on clouds. Like, it was just so fun. And to be able to bring that experience and hopefully give fans like an insight into that, I'm just really excited. So it's going to be really fun for me, and I hope it's really fun for people viewing, you know.
Hey, Pete, you know, when I think about the Home Run Derby, I think about the endurance that you have to have. How much practice time would you get with the the person pitching the ball to you? And, you know, where's your sweet spot at? Where's your sweet spot?
Right in the middle of the zone. Right in the middle of the plate. So Jousy, he's my he throws BP to us every single day, and we haven't done a format actually today where we're going to have some early work cut out, and we're going to do it in the Derby style. So it'll be the 3 minutes with the timeout plus 30 seconds at the end. And if I hit one for 75, I think that adds a minute. But I'm going to practice as if I didn't hit 475, and then practice another time and see how many more I can hit in that extra 30 seconds. So we're gonna get after it today with the actual rules and format. But I've been facing him every single day basically for the entire spring training and season. So I have really good repertoire. Jousy throws unbelievable BP, and I can't wait. So it's going to be a really fun time for us.
Dave Jouse, one of the Mets coaches, but I'm a little bit surprised that Diesel Donnie Stevenson will not be throwing you BP this week, considering the inspiration that he has been to your team this year.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie is going to get me right mentally. It's not his job to throw BP, but he's been helping us get really locked in and staying focused day in and day out. So, I mean, Donnie's been a huge help, like with the mental side and the game plan execution stuff. But to be honest, I kind of feel bad saying it, but Donnie doesn't throw the best BP ever. So, but he's great. He's great at what he does.
Hey, Pete, if you get a Kia or a Corvette or something like that, can you put me down as an authorized user? I'm putting a lot of miles on my cars driving to the city every day.
I mean, if I win a car, and if that's what they do at the Derby this year, then I'll let you drive it a couple of times.
Nice.
That's nice.
I'll be your Uber guy.
Pete, I got to hit you with a couple others real quick. Earlier in the year, about a month or two ago, you were talking about the ball, and you made reference to the fact that you felt like Major League Baseball was manipulating the ball based on who was going to be free agents that particular year. So tell me about that. Is that something that has been talked about openly among players? What was the genesis of that thought?
Yeah, so it's just a coincidence. I find it a coincidence, and it's a very interesting coincidence, because in 2019, I guess the biggest thing for me is that there's been inconsistencies with the baseball, because you have people saying in 2019, like, the ball's juiced, and then 2020, I mean, the ball, I don't think the balls were juiced in 2020, and then you have dead baseballs, and then, I mean, I just think that there's just a lack of consistency in the baseball from year to year. And to me, I think that's kind of alarming, because both pitchers and hitters need to use the baseball. They throw it. I I catch it and on the defensive side, and I hit it on the offensive side. So I think that because the ball has changed from year to year, it's very strange. And I hope that the ball gets more consistent. I hope it's just a baseball. Like basketball, it's the same ball. Football, it's the same ball. Hockey, it's the same puck. Soccer, it's the same ball. But for baseball, it's been different from year to year. And to me, it's just it's curious that it's different from year to year.
And look, I mean, you see who are free agents this coming year. There's a lot of big hitters this year. So I get it, you know, but people treated it as a little bit of a conspiracy theory. Let me ask you this, though. On that front, when they have done all that they have done with sticky stuff, does it feel like they're trying to create or correct the problem that they have with the baseball by all of a sudden cracking down on this?
Right. So that's an interesting question. I guess for me, the issue to me, I think it's if the baseball was consistent and you had a consistent product, I think guys or pitchers would understand, like, they know what they're going to get, because if the material and everything was more consistent, because the baseballs are handmade, and granted, like, there's human error. So I think that if there was more, like, a more consistent product, because every baseball is different, because every person is different, and you can try to be as consistent as possible. Like, we're not as good as machines. So I think that because there's so much inconsistencies from year to year, that's why the pitchers have needed, like, grip. If there's a little bit more grip on the ball, or if, like, the surface was different, I don't know. And for me, I got hit in the head this year. Didn't feel good. Kevin Pillar got hit in the face. I've gotten hit a bunch this year, and I mean, to me, it doesn't feel good getting hit. I know it's a part of the game, but taking away the sticky stuff, I think that puts guys in the box at risk for broken bones and missing time. And I missed time earlier this year because I got hit in the hand. So it was. But to me, I think that's a big thing. I want guys to be able to control the ball. Yes, if they miss one inside, great. If I get hit every once in a while, that's fine. I know it's a part of the game, but I just want pitchers to have control because guys are throwing harder consistently more than ever. Like, and I just want people to – I just want guys in the box to be safe and pitchers to be able to control the ball. That's all. I want it to be a safe and fair thing. For them, I want them to feel comfortable throwing the ball, and I want guys to feel safe in the box, and I want pitchers to be healthy as well.
So, Pete, you want consistency with the baseball. Do you think that Major League Baseball also should come up with an approved substance that pitchers can be allowed to use so they don't have to make up their own concoction?
Yeah, exactly. Like, for me, I said this before, like, I don't care if somebody uses a little bit of pine tar. Because for me, I have batting gloves, I have pine tar, I have rosin, I have, like, the tape spray, I have pretty much... I have a pine tar stick and a pine tar rack. Like, I have everything basically in my favor to hold on to the bat. I also have, like, lizard skins if I need it, which is almost like a tennis grip. So I can hold on to the bat, and it's for safety. If I helicopter a bat in the stands, or if I helicopter a bat, like, in the field of play or something, that's not safe. For me, like, it's the same thing with pitchers. Like, I want them to be able to feel comfortable holding on to the baseball, because when guys start to sweat and it gets hot in these summer months, like, I want them to be able to hold on to the ball. Like, I don't want to wear a 98 mile an hour fastball off the face. Like, that's no good for me. That's no good for the pitcher. Like, that's no good for anybody. So I just want guys to be safe. Like, Kevin Pillar is a perfect example. Like, I don't want that to happen to anybody. I don't, like, on my own team or any of my opponents, like, I don't want that to happen to anybody. Like, there's been guys getting hit, like, across the league this year. Like, in the face, I know Bryce Harper got hit earlier this year. And but it's, I just want everyone to be safe. That's the thing. I just want fair baseball so it's safe for pitchers and for hitters. That's all I want.
Pete, we're looking forward to Monday night. Good luck defending your title, and it's going to be pretty neat. You having this camera with T-Mobile on your hat. Enjoy it, and it'll be a great experience for you again, I'm sure.
And Pete, my mom told me.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Pete, my mom
told me. Thank you so much. It's going to be sick.
Pete, my mom told me I'll go to hell if I keep calling you Jesus, so I'm going to just call you Baseball Moses, and you're giving us the commandments about what to do with the baseball today.
Send it over the fence. That's what you do with it.
Thanks, Pete. Good luck.
Thank you. LFGM. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Always slides it in. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, and he always gives you thoughtful answers. He's never going to, you know, shortchange you, even on a topic that's not necessarily comfortable. And you'll remember he said earlier this year that this was something that was Major League Baseball absolutely manipulating it based on who's going to be free agents. Now, it is a bit of a conspiracy theory, but when you see how many hitters are free agents this coming year, and when there is a distrust between the players and the owners, you understand where it comes from.
Yeah, and the ball was juiced the year before, and you think those hitters being up for free agency, being able to hit a juiced baseball would be in their favor. We heard Verlander last year talk about how the baseballs were different. And, you know, now the ball is dead. You know, so I understand where you can believe that. I don't know if it maybe goes that deep. But, you know, I think it would be great for them to have more consistency with the baseball so players can understand. So you can train those muscles, right, those muscles when you talk about who's the kid that said that, you know, that's why he had the injury. Tyler Glasnow. Yeah, Glasnow, right? So, like, now if they know they get those little muscles, those stabilizer muscles that we all have in our hands, and those get strengthened because they use the same baseball all the time.
They're going to be pretty cool. T-Mobile, again, with that 5G point-of-view camera that will be on Pete's hat on Monday night at the Home Run Derby. He'll be wearing it in and around when he's at the plate, but not when he's right there.
We can get the T-shirts, man.
But it'll be pretty cool to check out. It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We have so much more to jam in. We thank Pete for bringing us to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. In moments, we've got our friends at Audiophiles. They have put together quite the little group of sound bites to hear today, including we've got our first prediction of Jalen Hurts getting benched in Philadelphia, and you're not going to be... Well, you are going to be, frankly, pretty surprised as to who he's going to be benched for. We're brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsor of the 2021 ESPYs Sports Humanitarian Award. That in just moments after Bart tells you about our friends from Credit Karma.
Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there is no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. And when you make those purchases between now and July 23rd, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win $1 million. All you have to do is go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and to have the chance to start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchases necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfers limits apply. After this, Audiophiles, you won't want to miss it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Somebody doesn't want to be compared to Tom Brady. You'll hear who in moments. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. It's Bart and Hahnemann for Alan today. The newest entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Black Widow, is out today. You can stream it exclusively on Disney Plus with Premier Access. Oh, Bart. It is one of our favorite times of the show. It is time for Audiophiles. Hit it. Patrick Mahomes on ESPN yesterday. And what else would he be asked about but Tom Brady? And whether or not he and Tom Brady are in the same conversation.
Still early for the LeBron and Michael Jordan stuff, but for me, if you're in this league, you're trying to win. You're trying to be the best player on that football field every single day. Tom's done it for a long time, man, and he's won a lot of Super Bowls. And so when you're coming up and you're watching football, you want to go out there and win championships like he's done. And so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to every single year put us in position that we can win a lot of championships, hopefully.
For the first time in a long time, there's somebody that I think could actually threaten Brady to be the greatest of all time. We're a long way off, I know. But I actually feel like he could be a threat eventually.
See, here's why he's not a threat, right? Because it takes longevity, which we know he had. But he had longevity. He also had consistency with Bill Belichick. We know that Andy Reid won't be around coaching for the next 15 years of Mahomes' career. So is Eric Bieniemy, is he the heir apparent that's going to keep the consistency and keep the offensive genius around Patrick Mahomes, right? So that, I think what really hurt his chances was last year not getting that second title early in his career before he had to have a whole makeshift change to some of his stars, right? Because remember, same thing happened with Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson would have beat Brady, he would have had two early in his career, and it would have set him along the right path. But, you know, now you got to make sure that Brady's won in a lot of clips, right? Back-to-back, he's won 2 out of 3. You know what I mean? All those type of things. Can Mahomes do that? I don't know, and I don't think so.
I'm not going to rule him out yet because he did come pretty darn close to having two on, you know.
So did Russell Wilson. All they had to do was hand off the beast mode, and he would have had two. And where's Russell Wilson been since?
I know. Virtually on his first contract. Virtually before. I mean, he did get paid, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that money really still kicks in. That money really kicks in like next year, right? Because everything was deferred to the back. So the farther it gets into that contract, the harder it's going to be to retain some of the young talent around him.
It seems to be a foregone conclusion that Jalen Hurts is going to get benched eventually in Philadelphia.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know why that is. I'll tell you why in a minute. But Jeff Darlington thinks he knows the guy who's going to take over.
I think he'll be benched for Deshaun Watson. Like, to me, that's still the one that makes the most sense. Watson to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, seemingly the team with the most interest in Deshaun Watson. Whether Watson eventually gets on board with that is the real truth teller here. But, yeah, very real. I'll go out on a limb and say that it'll be Deshaun Watson who ultimately ends up benching Jalen Hurts.
I'm not going to be shocked if the Eagles end up trading for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That feels like a Howie Roseman type move if they can. But I will say, don't give up on Jalen Hurts too soon. And he may not be in a good situation here. And if they do, Bart, I know this to be true. Jalen Hurts was a Doug Peterson pick. In other words, he was pushing for that to have happened because he wanted somebody to challenge Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to bail on him early because of that. Be careful. I think Jalen Hurts can play in this league. Be careful.
Well, be perfect, right? Because we anticipate maybe Doug Peterson coming back to coaching if he's not a head coaching candidate this year. He definitely will be next year. And we know that it's always about 4 or 5 coaches that are fired. So if Doug Peterson believes him in him that much, I think he goes back and he finds him and maybe he makes a trade for him. He's not going to cost much because he was the 57th pick in the draft. So to be able to acquire him won't cost you more than a 4th or 5th round draft pick. But, you know, when you talk about Deshaun Watson replacing him, if Deshaun Watson replaces him, he won't be this year. They may make the trade for Deshaun Watson this year, but we expect him to be on a commissioner exempt list the entire season.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing.
There's too much going on, right? But you make that move this year just in case Tua Tagovailoa isn't what he's advertised at. Because when you look at teams that now still have the ammunition, it's the Jets, it's the Miami Dolphins, and now it's the Philadelphia Eagles because when they move back, they got another first-round draft pick. So that would probably be the compensation, 2 first-round draft picks and maybe some more picks. you know, we know that Zach Wilson, or we anticipate Zach Wilson's going to get an opportunity. We watched maybe, you know, Miami flirt with making a trade this year. So if Tua Tagovailoa can't step up, this is a team that feels like they have a Super Bowl caliber team now, and they're just missing a guy at the helm.
Remember that Philadelphia would make sense because they have been willing to give players second chances before. If this really blows up even further, Michael Vick went to Philadelphia when he came back. That was a thing. So don't be surprised if that happens. Then there's UFC 264, which is tomorrow. And, of course, it features Conor McGregor and Daniel Poirier 3. Here is Daniel Cormier, or Justin, Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier.
Daniel Cormier. Here is Daniel Cormier on the fight and what it means for McGregor.
This gives him an ending to a rivalry, right? Because it's not for a title, but there comes a time when a fighter doesn't need to be fighting for a championship. The only one that can do that right now in MMA is Conor McGregor. He gets Dustin Poirier only 6 months after being knocked out by Dustin Poirier. And if he can win, it ends this rivalry, but also sets him up for a title fight at the end of the year. So there's big stakes on this fight for McGregor.
What do you got? You got Conor? You got Poirier.
I got Poirier because I believe that, you know, the law of diminishing returns are out and obvious when you come to Conor McGregor. He's a guy that, you know, doesn't seem as interested, just sold his whiskey company or part ownership in it. I don't know if he's hungry like you need to be when Poirier still has a lot to prove and he's still out here trying to earn a living. When you think about right now, you know, the life that McGregor lives is fat. Like, we've only seen one player, one person or not one person, but one fighter, you know, that was at the top making $100 million that continued to seemingly always keep that hunger. And that was Money Mayweather. I don't think he has.
That's because he doesn't get punched.
Yeah, exactly. So now you see, like, I think he's more bark than he is bite. And we're starting to see that. I mean, when you watch what Khabib was able to do to him, you see what Poirier was able to do with him. If this goes into the late rounds, I don't think that Conor McGregor has the conditioning to be able to sustain a fight that is moving at a faster pace. And I think if you're Poirier, you have to push him.
According to Caesars, William Hill, McGregor a slight underdog. Plus 110 on McGregor. I am going to go with Poirier.
Are we going to pool?
No, that's not good enough value for me to get me sucked in on the wagering side. But you never know. It doesn't take much to get me convinced. That's for sure. Bart, are the Bucks done? We're going to discuss in just moments, and we will get some rather sharp criticism of these Milwaukee Bucks. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at progressive.com. Plus, where are the Yankees going to be sitting come Monday? We hear from the manager in moments. Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
He's in Houston this weekend for the first time since the 2019 playoffs. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's Aaron Boone on this team continuing to try to dig out of this hole, and every single one of these games matters.
You know, we need to go play well. I mean, that's my thoughts. Is we need to try and win some ball games to get ourselves in position going into the break to make a run. And so these are really important games for us, obviously against a really good team that's playing well. So that's the focus.
I think one of the biggest developments this weekend, Bart, has to be Gerrit Cole getting back on track. He needs to go into the All-Star break feeling better about how he's pitching after what's transpired over the last month. He's pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, and I wonder just how much info or data that this Houston Astros team has on Gerrit Cole. And I want to see the matchup. I want to see them going against each other and see, you know, how much success they can or can't have against him. And also, man, I get concerned with how are you going to use Chapman? Are you going to put him in a high-leverage, high-pressure situation, and can you count on him?
Well, they're not there yet. I mean, they had the chance the other day to put him in a one-run game and close, and they went to Chad Green instead. He is I think he's a ways away from that right now. At least through the All-Star break, it would feel like. I'll be surprised if they do that.
Right? Yeah, they're going to have to work on – he's going to have some time where he works on some things in his mechanics – and how he's going to grip this baseball if he was using something that was sticky to give him grip. Because, like, to Pete's point, you don't want a guy that throws that hard not having control.
Yankees sitting at 9 games out in the division, 4.5 out in the wild card in the American League. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. And then over on the NBA side, Game 3 is Sunday. And the Milwaukee Bucks trying to find their way back, down 2 games to none. And Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst, not mincing any words as to what one of the big problems is.
They have to pick their IQ up. Right now, it's so disturbing to watch the Bucks play on the offensive end and defensive end. Matter of fact, they might be the dumbest team in finals history. I mean, they're so frustrating to watch. When you watch their lack of accountability on the defensive side of things, not being able to stay consistent in what they're doing, guys are not trusting one another. Offensively, you heard Budenholzer before the game started. He said, play random, have fun, spread the floor, play freely. And that's what the Bucks do. No sense of urgency, just play freely like they're at Rucker Park. That's not going to get it. I don't know what they could change because, look, you can't develop an IQ overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not wrong because during the games, there don't seem to be a lot of great adjustments being made right now.
I mean, like, we heard Chuck talk about that, right? Like, it seems like they don't figure out what they can do until after they watched it and sat down. They can't really make the adjustments, in-game adjustments, on the fly. And, you know, if they aren't able to figure that out and be able to make adjustments and have, you know, multiple ways in which they can win, they're going to go home early.
Do we come back Monday and he and they are back in this series?
I mean, I don't expect the Suns to shoot the ball as well as they've been shooting it. I don't expect the others to go on the road in a tight situation to be able to perform at the level they've been performing at home. And I don't believe that, like, you know, I believe that what the Bucks are made out of, that they're going to come out and they're going to give everything they got. Their backs are against the wall.
Has all the management stuff turned the dream of building your own law practice into a nightmare? Take charge with Lexicon Practice Management Software and Services. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection. What a show today. What a show. Pete Alonso, tremendous show. Great analysis from Bart on all of the NBA stuff. If you missed any of it, both hours of Bart and Hahn are posted daily as a podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Wow. Love it on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.